Welcome to the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. Thanks for listening this week. This week, President Donald Trump tried again with a new executive order on reducing the number of refugees allowed into the United States and suspends immigration from a half dozen predominantly Muslim countries. Now, in South Florida, we continue to see government agencies responding to the president's earlier order and new guidelines by the Department of Homeland Security regarding immigration enforcement. This week, the Broward County Public School District School Board passed a formal resolution that aims to protect students from immigration actions on campus. Miami-Dade and Palm Beach County Public Schools have similar policies in place, but Broward's is now an official resolution. So this is where we begin the Florida Roundup this week. Should school districts restrict immigration actions against those with a warrant? The president has threatened funding to communities that are sanctuary cities. So what could these school policies mean? Is your child an undocumented immigrant? Do you feel that he or she is safe at school here in South Florida, at a public school or a private school? Join the conversation here on the phone, 800-743-WLRN, 800-743-9576. You can send us a tweet at WLRN or look for us on Facebook as well. Micah Jordan was at the Broward School Board meeting on Tuesday. She's a legal citizen originally from Costa Rica.
The anxiety is there. The anxiety is real when the kids are without their parents. And I think of my little guy, that somehow the protection that I give when I drop my kids off at school every morning somehow leaves him is downright frightening. As a parent.
Parents, perhaps you're undocumented or know of an undocumented student. Are you concerned about their safety in school in South Florida? 800-743-WLRN. The phone number, 800-743-9576. Joining us now via Skype is Robin Bartleman. She is a member of the school board of Broward County. Robin, why make this an official board resolution if it already was a policy?
Well, first of all, we wanted to make a statement to our community that our schools are a safe place for their children. We wanted to wanted to be out about it and let our parents know that we have their children's backs. What's going on to our families is horrible. This actually came about for me when one of our students, he was driving to the beach with his family. He's 18 years old. He's a senior. They pulled over the family. They sent the mother to Texas with the younger siblings, the father to Chrome, and he is basically an orphan now because he was born in the United States. He's an American citizen, and he's of age, so he can't go to the foster care system. And he went back home, and I just can't even imagine, as a parent of a 17-year-old, I can't even imagine what he was feeling.
Robin,
came to school the next day, and he told his teachers what happened, and we had to respond, and that's what this resolution's about.
So by they, in this particular student's instance, who is they? Who pulled over this student and family?
The Homeland Security, the ICE agents, those that, you know, go after the, it's horrible.
So in this particular case, this resolution passed by the Broward School Board and your colleagues would not have protected this student because this happened off of school property.
It wouldn't have, but what it did was, at least for me and our staff, it opened our eyes to what we needed to do as a community to respond to this. Inside the resolution, it also requires that we develop a safe space plan, and we organized a meeting with community providers from across Broward County, Children's Services Council, Hispanic Unity, Mujeres Latinas, every group we could get, SEIU, Florida Immigration Coalition, so that we could, we're going to create a pamphlet and we have a phone list for parents so they know what to do, where to go for resources. If your children were born in the United States and you're going to get deported and you want them to stay here with someone or family, you need to have a power of attorney set up. So the Safe Place Plan is very comprehensive and it involves putting everyone together to help meet the needs of these children and these families.
Robin, stick with us. Robin Bartleman is a member of the school board of Broward County. The school board passed a resolution this week declaring itself as safe zones for undocumented students. Two education reporters here in South Florida are along with us on the Florida Roundup. Rowan Moore Garrity watches education for us here at WLRN. And Kara Gurney, education reporter at our partner, the Miami Herald. Kara, is this Broward resolution the first in the state, the first kind of codified resolution to tell immigration and customs enforcement not on school property?
Yes, I believe so. According to advocates, you know, Miami-Dade County and Palm Beach County have similar policies, but Broward's really been the first district to say, to kind of send a message to families that their children are safe on campus and also at school-related events.
And Rowan, Palm Beach has similar policies. Miami-Dade has similar policies, but not this as high of a level as a board resolution.
Well, so in Palm Beach, I had a conversation with the superintendent about 10 days ago, and he was really just sharing his understanding of how things would work in Palm Beach County based on conversations with the sheriff. So it seemed to me that he leans a lot on that relationship to feel like as long as local law enforcement has our back and operates under the assumption that you need a warrant or a court order to access school property for immigration enforcement, then... you know, that is a sort of a protective veil for students. It's also important to note that federal law prohibits schools from asking anybody about their immigration status. So there is, you know, surely teachers and parents share some of that information and share their concerns, and schools are definitely hearing from people like that. But it's not really fair to say that schools even know in the first place who's undocumented and who's not.
And in fact, Robin, the policy and the resolution that you and your board voted on this week reinforces that, that tells the school district personnel in Broward County that they cannot ask about a student's or their parents' immigration status.
Correct. That's already in our school board policy. There's also a letter from Homeland Security that declares schools, churches, public demonstrations safe places, and they're not supposed to come onto our grounds to conduct these kind of activities.
So, Robin, let me ask you, is there an effective difference next week because of this policy that wasn't in place a week ago for Broward Public Schools?
Well, now we have very strong procedures in place where, like it was previously stated, if you have a warrant, it has to be a federal warrant, it has to be signed. In our county, if you present that, it has to go right to the school board attorney. And I can tell you this week we saw it working. We had parents come to some of our schools the next day and said, look, we're getting deported. We got these papers. What can I do about my child? My child is 6 weeks out from graduation. What am I going to do? So what it's done is it's opened the door to these families who feel like they have nowhere to go. And so to me, it's already made that difference because now they're coming to us and we're linking them to the agencies they need to go to.
Kira Gurney with our partner, the Miami Herald. There have been rampant rumors on social media about ICE raids here and there. None of them have been substantiated. And you've certainly heard some of the anecdotal stories that the school board member of Broward County is telling us. What do we know about ICE enforcement in South Florida, especially directed at these educational facilities? Anything?
So I haven't heard that ICE has tried to apprehend any students in South Florida on school campuses. But I think that the issue with the ICE policy is that ICE agents are strongly encouraged not to have any sort of enforcement on schools and other sensitive locations. But like Rowan was saying, that doesn't necessarily leave families feeling very, you know, certain that their kids are going to be safe.
Yeah, which goes to the action that Broward took and obviously the policies that are in place and have been articulated in Palm Beach as well as Miami-Dade County. Rowan, to that point, this idea of sensitive spaces on the part of immigration enforcement officials. The Broward schools going one step further to declare that schools are a safe zone, but enforcement action is sensitive to some community locations or not so much?
Well, it seems that way. So since 2011, ICE has had a policy on sensitive locations, which include schools, churches, places where people are having marches, rallies, demonstrations, that would say that you're basically not supposed to engage in enforcement actions there, or if there is an exit, you know, a circumstance that requires you to do so, it requires approval a little bit further up the chain of command. So that policy, so far as we know, hasn't changed. What has changed, I think, is that we've had reports in the first few weeks of the Trump administration of people being apprehended for deportation close to or upon exit from some of these sensitive locations. And that's where, you know, that feeling of safety, if it ends at the school property line, well, then how do you drop your child off at school? A few weeks ago in LA, a father was apprehended while driving his daughter to high school. There was an example at a church shelter in Fairfax, Virginia, where several men were arrested after leaving a hypothermia shelter at a local church early in the morning. and then also a DACA student who was in the process of renewing her legal status, a Dreamer, who spoke at on the steps of Jackson, Mississippi City Hall and was detained on her way home. So all of that is shades of gray, and people have started to write about the sort of empowerment of field-level personnel at ICE where some of those sort of discretionary decisions might change.
800-743-9576 is the telephone number, talking about immigration enforcement and public schools throughout South Florida. 800-743-9576. Is your child an undocumented immigrant? Are you an undocumented immigrant? Perhaps your neighbor. Do you feel that those students are safe at school? Should school districts restrict immigration actions except for those with a federal signed warrant? Robin Bartleman is along with us, a member of the school board of Broward County, which passed a resolution this week declaring schools safe zones. Robin, what about that literal line in the property line between the street and the school property? As Rowan cites anecdotally, some cases throughout the United States where some immigrants have been picked up on their way to or from these safe spaces. Is there a very real and visible almost line on the property of when that student or parent steps onto the campus?
There is, but I would hope and pray that this administration and those officials would use common sense. When I had a couple of phone calls to my office where people didn't like this resolution, well, my daughter has friends that could possibly be immigrants. Do you really want these officials coming onto school property and taking away your child's best friend or entering the school? It's not good for any child to see this. Schools are where children are supposed to thrive. They're supposed to learn. It's a safe space. It's a happy space. None of this should be occurring on school grounds or near school grounds. It's a detriment to all of the students, the immigrant children and the non-immigrant children. We expanded the resolution to include school-related activities. I mean, we have sports teams that play on public fields. Are they really going to show up at a public field and disrupt a soccer game to take a child? I really hope that that they use common sense and put themselves in these family shoes and worry about all of the students impacted by this.
I also want to just point out that in many, many cases, you're talking about families where different members have different immigration statuses. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of undocumented parents who have children who are U.S. citizens born here in Florida or in any other of the 50 states. And so in many instances, this is about protecting access and the sort of school experience for U.S. citizens, because certainly with younger children especially, you rely on a relationship with a parent to make sure that the child is experiencing school in a way that allows them to thrive and get an education.
Robin, is it your understanding that the board resolution passed by you and your fellow school board members in Broward County this week extends to beyond the student to the parents of a student if they're undocumented and on campus?
We do not want, it's a sensitive space location, so it's not just for kids, it's adults. Adults are at churches and public demonstrations. So it's not specific to schools, it's hospitals, and you have to have that federal warrant or very specific circumstances for them to come on to those sensitive space locations.
So what are the protocols if an immigration official has a federally signed warrant and shows up in your general counsel's office, or the warrant shows up in the general counsel's office of Broward County?
The general counsel would address it. Of course, we have to comply with federal law, but we'll have that check and balance system to make sure it's truly a federal warrant, make sure it's signed by a judge. And so she would take care of that situation at that point. But right now, if you ask some of our administrators or any administrators, if someone showed up and said, I'm here to get this person or that person, it's unclear what they're supposed to do. These are law enforcement agencies. But now in Broward County, it's very clear what we're supposed to do and where we're supposed to direct them. And I just really hope that this administration will use common sense and not impact our schools.
Kira Gurney, education reporter with the Miami Herald, does that lack of clarity exist in Palm Beach and Miami-Dade because they don't have a school board resolution, but they do have a policy?
So I think, at least from what I know from Miami-Dade, their policy is also that they won't allow immigration officials at school activities or on school property unless there's an order from a judge. Mm-hmm. And they say they've communicated that policy to teachers and parents and families, but I don't know if the community at large is aware of it in the same way that they are now, I think, in Broward because of this resolution.
As well as South Florida, as we're talking about here on the Florida Roundup. Join that conversation, 800-743-9576. Lines are open, 800-743-WLRN. We start in Fort Lauderdale, where Marty is on the phone. Marty, welcome to the program. You're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. I'm really kind of curious. I don't know if we're overreacting. Just trying to play it safe, but what I understand from what is supposed to be happening is that the people that have committed, have broken the law are the ones that are targeted to be deported, not a high school kid or a grammar school child. I mean, isn't that what we should be concentrating on? I mean, you know, people that break the law in this country, and I think the lady that was deported that lost her son.
Sure.
Left her son behind. I mean, she broke the law. I mean,
She broke the law by being an undocumented immigrant.
She broke the law because she used a fake Social Security number.
Gotcha. Right. And we've seen this in Miami-Dade County within the last week of the Haitian cab driver, for instance, that had multiple driving violations, which was the first test of the Mayor Jimenez order for county jails to follow federal immigration detention orders. Rowan, what about this idea of the people that ICE should be focused on? The critics will say, if you're an undocumented immigrant, you have broken the law. You don't have to go and break another law to be subject to the enforcement actions of the laws that are already in the books.
I think that's certainly a debate that we will continue to have nationally speaking. The Obama administration had a policy of focusing immigration enforcement efforts on people who had committed serious or violent crimes,
right,
because you're dealing with obviously a very large population that's fairly well integrated into American society and limited resources for enforcement. We've seen in the first few weeks of the Trump administration a continuation of that policy on the one hand, at least in word, although, in fact, there have been ICE raids, and it's not to say that this never happened under the Obama administration, but there have been raids in the last few weeks where if the target was someone who broke the law beyond crossing the border or overstaying a tourist visa illegally, they have picked up, you know, 10 or a dozen people unrelated to that initial target whose only crime was being here past when they were supposed to stay.
Robin Bartleman, a member of the school board of Broward County, with us via Skype. Robin, have there been instances in Broward County of immigration enforcement on campus? Not even just this administration, but in your memory?
No, not to my memory. But that's why we did this. So the other reason is it's symbolic. This is a community that has been marginalized. They're fearful. They're lost. My priority as a school board member are these children. For some of them, the only place where they get a meal is in our schools. They get lunch and breakfast every single day. That may be the only two meals they get. It's where they feel safe, where they receive all of their services. And so this is just it's a message that we want to keep our schools safe and that we're here to educate children, nurture them, and help them thrive. And these activities should not and will not be conducted on our campuses.
And Kira, this is a message that may come from the Miami-Dade School Board next week when it meets for its monthly meeting. It's on the agenda.
Yes, next week the Miami-Dade School Board is considering a board item that would have the superintendent review all of the school district's current policies about this and also look at, you know, local and federal laws and kind of figure out if there's anything more they could be doing to make sure that undocumented students feel safe coming to school or that their parents who might be undocumented feel safe dropping them off, that kind of thing.
Back to the phones, 800-743-9576, the Florida Roundup this week. We next go to Homestead. Megan, you're on the radio. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I just wanted to say that I feel that we're spending an enormous amount of resources trying to protect people who, because they have broken the law, they're causing for our system to now be even having this discussion. I feel like every penny of taxpayer dollars needs to be spent towards educating the children and not trying to protect those who are breaking the law or who are trying to evaded or whatever it may be.
Megan, you bring up an interesting point. Let me put that to the school board member with us via Skype from Broward County, Robin Baumgarten. Robin Bartleman.
It's okay.
Apologies, Robin. What about financial resources? Is this new resolution from Broward County going to take financial resources away from other?
No, it's not. It's not. We're funded to educate these students by the state of Florida and by the federal government if they have an IEP. And what we're doing is we're cementing our policies. We're making a statement. We work with community organizations across this county all of the time to coordinate services. So this is nothing new, and it's not costing us any more money. It's about doing the right thing. And these students are in class with students who are American citizens. And I, as a parent, the last thing I want to see is see my child's friend taken off campus like that. Any parent should not want this to happen. It would traumatize students. And so we didn't hire any extra attorneys for this. Our school board attorney in her office handles this. So it's not anything different except cementing our policies and making a statement.
Yeah, I just want to complicate the caller's point a little bit to say that, number one, again, in many instances, we're talking about children who are American citizens who come from families where the parent may have temporary legal status or may not have legal status at all. And so to the extent that you are expending any resources thinking about this, in a way, you could make the argument that you're thinking about it from the perspective of, you know, I have an American 10-year-old here whose mm-hmm. family situation is a little complicated. They came to the U.S., before they were born, right? Or their parents came to the U.S. before they were born, or an undocumented student who came to the U.S. as a 5 or a 6 or a 10-year-old who had no say in the matter. Is it fair to that child and to the sort of idea of America and of education to make it impossible for the school to have a productive relationship with their parents around behavior, around academic achievement, around anything else that might be tied to a parent's sense of security in coming to interact with teachers and staff?
I'm going to pull it back to the dollars and cents for the school board member, though. We saw and heard and witnessed in Miami-Dade County, the county mayor using the threat of a loss of federal funding for moving forward with the policy to allow county jailers to follow through with federal immigration detention orders. Are you concerned at all that this kind of very significant, very vocal resolution from the Broward County School District could put at risk any federal dollars?
Well, first of all, we are not allowed to ask the immigration status of our students. So we have no idea who's here legally or illegally. And it's always been like that. And we get FTE funding for the state for all of those students. As it pertains to funding, if a federal warrant is produced, signed by a federal judge, we're going to comply with the law. There's a Homeland Security sensitive space memo that's out. We are asking them to use common sense.
Immigration and public education is the place where we are for the Florida Roundup here. Robin Bartleman is a member of the school board of Broward County. Robin, thanks for joining us via Skype today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you for bringing this issue to light for our children and families.
Happy to do it. Happy to have that community conversation from Key West up to the Palm Beaches. Kira Gurney, watching education for our partner, the Miami Herald. Nice to see you. And, of course, Rowan Moore-Garrity, education reporter for us here at WLRN. Thank you so much, both of you. Still to come on the program, the Republican plan to replace Obamacare came out this week. So what could it mean for patients and health insurance here in the Sunshine State? That's next on the Roundup.